This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting just some of the talented jazz players with ties to New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingalls. On the saxophone, that's Kanoa Kalahiva. Kanoa was born in Honolulu, Hawaii. His family then spent time in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin before settling in Las Cruces. Along the way, he joined the school band, and although he wanted to play clarinet, the band director needed saxophone players, so he handed one to Kanoa, and it's been his companion ever since. After a stint at the prestigious Berklee College of Music in Boston, Kanoa returned to New Mexico, playing in various ensembles over the years, teaching, touring with Otmar Liebert, and lately exploring West African drumming and mbira from Zimbabwe. Kanoa talked about his influences and shared his own music with Mark Weber.
Do you feel like you're a natural musician, or are you one of these loves that's just got to slog away and learn, hard, really learn?
I've been slogging away, man. Are you kidding?
I don't know. I think you got a little bit of both. Every time I've ever seen you play over the last 10 years, though, you have a real talent for heating things up real fast and keeping it heated up.
I guess it's just my preference for playing. I guess it's probably the influences from the people that I listen to, Coltrane and Joe Henderson and Wayne Shorter, Sonny Rollins.
Tell us, what do we think about in jazz when we think about John Coltrane?
We think about everything with John Coltrane. We think about emotions. We think about just music as a thing, We think of beauty and tone. When I think of John Coltrane, I think of his rhythm section, too. I mean, the four of them go hand in hand, so it's a group, and they're living and breathing. It's a great way to see life, hear life, And this cut, Lonnie's Lament, is just, you hear the lament, man.
Where does Wayne Shorter fit in to who is Kanoa Kalahiva?
Wayne Shorter, compositionally, just over the top, what he writes and how he writes it. The simplicity of it all and the complexity of it all. The two go hand in hand, He can get away with playing a note or a couple of notes and say a lot. And to do that, you got to know who you are to pull that off. And it speaks volumes about who Wayne Shorter is. I just marvel at the way these people that we're talking about can execute how they're feeling, in a musical sense, or how they're breathing, how they're living. It's just intense to see it at that magnitude or hear it at that magnitude.
As an example of your own music, you've brought in, what's this other track with Milo and Friends?
That's Everything Happens to Me. It's a ballad.
Thank you. last time I saw you, which wasn't too long ago, was that absolutely tremendous Shona music concert that you gave.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was flabbergasted.
Thanks. Can I say about that, you know, the Imbira just moves me. I love to play it, and it's a lot of fun.
From Zimbabwe?
Yeah.
Could you show us?
Yeah, sure. The Imbira is a, what did you say, a soundboard that has a bunch of keys on it, things that are forged out of steel. They're in one key, so, you know, it's kind of like a harmonica where you have a different key for each Imbira. There's bottle caps that act as a kind of a percussive sound.
Kanoa Kalahiva, veteran saxophone player and lately an Imbira player. He was interviewed by Mark Weber. To learn more about Kanoa Kalahiva and to hear more from our session, visit our website, newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org for more profiles of jazz musicians with New Mexico ties. The Jazz of Enchantment radio series is engineered by Nola Daves Moses. We had help from Carol Boss. Support comes from the New Mexico Humanities Council, the City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.